then we can get that in there by on Saturday when we put the bulletin together. Okay. Well, we're going to continue on with our study of the Lord's Prayer. Last week we did look at section about give us this day our daily bread. And today it's forgive us our trespasses. This is the verse when I used said, as we forgive those who trespass against us, but debts or debtors, and other translations. But I learned it in the old King James Version, probably when I was still at the going to an Episcopal church back when I was like 5 years old. Still one of those things that sticks in my head. Learned it in Sunday school. Learned it at home. You know, had my grandma would come and pray that prayer. These are things that I remember from my childhood, and they stick with us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those or forgive our debtors. I keep wanting to mix the two up. I can't. Jesus just didn't say it in that prayer where he was teaching on it in the Sermon on the Mount, nor when he was teaching the disciples when he said, Lord, teach us to pray. That's not the only time that he taught about that topic of forgiving those who sinned against us. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 18. Starting with the 21st verse. I'm going to read 21 through 35 here. I'm just waiting for a couple page turners to get there. Okay, Matthew chapter 18, starting with the 21st verse, and it says, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants, and he began the settlement. A man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he had not been able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children, all that he had, be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant to him. You wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word, and we come before you this morning seeking to know you more and know your word better and to understand how you would have us to apply it to our lives. Lord, I ask for your anointing to be upon me as I come and preach your word, that I would indeed preach it in power and in truth, and that you would use me as an instrument of your will to give instruction to your people. That somehow the words that I speak would touch their hearts and minds with your truth and they would know you more this day, be drawn closer to you. Heavenly Father, be present here in our midst. Let your name be the one lifted up and glorified, and Lord, might we each one here know you more. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So in the Lord's Prayer, we come to this portion where forgive us our trespasses and we forgive those who trespass against us. Or forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then we have this incredible, incredible teaching by Jesus. With the servant who owes so much. Do you have a comprehension of how much 10,000 talents are? A talent is, it'd be millions of dollars. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in today's, because it was a weight of silver. And a talent was a lot. A denarii was considered a day's wage. And a talent was a whole lot. Tons. We're talking tons of silver. This is what the guy owed. And when he went to, when he was called up for judgment before his master, because he owed it, and his master is about to throw him and sell him and his family to whoever will buy him to get whatever recoup he can, get whatever small percentage back, because trust me, he won't sell for anything close to what he owes. He begs for forgiveness. And it's granted. But yet when he runs into a fellow servant who owes him a relatively small amount, even though it is a large number, if you owed me 100 days' wages, I would think that's, 3 months' wage, hey, that's a fair amount, but that's not even close to one talent. This guy owed 10,000. He's got one guy who owes him 100 denarii, and this, relatively speaking, it's not that much. You know what happened? He threw him in jail. He didn't have any mercy. The master didn't let him skate on that. Held him accountable. Called him in and said, you should have had mercy as I had mercy. Because you didn't have mercy, now you're going to go to jail. I'm not going to sell you as a slave. Now you're going to be tortured until you're paid back. I don't know how you pay money when you're being tortured, because you're not earning anything. So basically, you're tortured till you lose your life. This is in response to a question from his disciples who said, thought that they're really being hurt. How many times should I forgive my brother who sins against me? Seven? Seven was big. I'm not going to forgive him one time. I'm going to forgive him seven times. The number of completeness. Seven times? If I've forgiven him seven times, and if he hasn't continues to sin against me after that, I don't have to forgive him no more. I mean, I have gone the extra mile. Seven times? There we go. Seven! And what's Jesus' response? Some translations say 70 times seven. Others say 77. But he hit it by a factor of 10. No, that's not good enough. So it's basically saying, you just forgive. The idea isn't that you're counting how many times you've forgiven somebody. Oh, I've already forgiven you seven times. I cannot forgive you one more time. I'm sorry. No. We are to forgive. Each time somebody sincerely, now here is the key, sincerely is repentant of their sin. That's how I should forgive you. If you are turning from your sin and turning to God, if you are repenting of your sin, if you're turning away from the sin, now if you've sinned against me, then you've turned from your sin and you're turning towards me and you're saying, you know, I don't want to cause you any more pain anymore. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. And I mean it. You know, not sorry, you know, the one where you got caught or because somebody sold it, you better short here. Say, you're sorry. I'm sorry. That's not what we're talking about. Forgive. We are instructed to forgive. As many times as they seek forgiveness. Because how many times has God forgiven me? How many times has God forgiven you? Any of you ever bothered to take out a notepad sometime and start writing out all your sins? How many times you've done each of them? How many here have lied? Anybody done it more than once? More than seven times. My mother is sitting here, so obviously I have to hold my hand up because she will tell you that I did lie. More than once, did you eat cookies on the sofa, Bruce? No. And some of the sins were bigger than that. Uh-huh. Now, there were those where I did come clean and confess my sin before. I didn't lie. I didn't use that. That wasn't necessarily the sin of the day, of the hour. But if I was restricted to just seven, I'd have been toast long ago. So would you. The Lord doesn't forgive us of just once, twice, seven, or even 70 times seven, or 77, or any other multiple of seven. He forgives us of all unrighteousness. Isn't that what the verse says? If we are faithful to confess our, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. That's right. 1 John 1:9. All. Not most of it, not some of it, not part of it, but all. Now God forgives us of our unrighteousness, and in return for His being merciful towards us, His expectation that is tied to that mercy. Now we need to look at this. We need to understand that this is tied to that mercy. Is that we are merciful. If He is merciful to us, we must be merciful to others. This is something we often forget. Because to truly have Jesus as my Lord, that means I must do all that He commands. One of the things He commands us to do is to be merciful. And if I'm not going to be merciful, then I'm rejecting Him as my Lord, because that is what He has told me to do. That was His instruction to me. That was His example to me. That is what His Word says. This is what this teaching lays out for us. I'm not finding this in some obscure corner a scripture that everybody's not sure. Jesus teaches about this topic several times, and God, throughout His Word, shows how He is merciful and how He expects those who He has mercy on to be merciful. Did God have mercy on Joseph? Yeah, he was thrown in jail, but did he lose his life? He was supposed to be killed for supposedly having done nothing wrong. But nope, that didn't happen. And then he ends up having mercy on his brothers. He could have. He could have done a lot more. I mean, granted, he did twist their tail just a little bit. You know, hold their brother back and say, go get dad. But he expected mercy. We have the... It's all through Scripture. This isn't a new teaching. To receive mercy and to really receive it in its fullness, we need to be merciful. In fact, God tells us that He will forgive us in this prayer as we forgive others. Now, if this is the way that we're to be praying, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Now, if we're actually thinking about these words as we're saying them, as opposed to just, blah, 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 any of us here ever say a prayer without thinking about what it is that we're saying?
Yeah.
But if we think about it, that's the purpose of having this prayer. When Jesus is teaching the disciples how to pray, it's not necessarily that you actually have to use those exact same words. It's that we're taking that principle of God, be merciful to me as I'm merciful to others. To remind us that God's mercy is tied to us being merciful to others. If we will not be merciful, He will not be merciful. We want God's mercy for us. We have to be willing to be merciful in our own power and authority to those under us. Really not that difficult a concept or thing, but quite often we really only want it, we want the mercy to stop with us. You know, I will receive all your mercy, God. You don't need to bless those people. I'll hold all the blessing. Anybody ever had that attitude from a time to time? Or I don't want to bless them. I want them to burn. I want that person. Oh, God, get that. They did me wrong. I'm the only one that's ever done that. Only been that mad at somebody before. But I need to forgive. Now, this whole thing, I was talking earlier about how I need to forgive because somebody's seeking forgiveness. But God has forgiven us even before we sought forgiveness. He went to the cross. And the forgiveness is there, ready for us to receive as soon as we'll take it. That means my attitude needs to be one of already having forgiven the person before they even ask for it. Ooh! I don't know about you, but that kind of takes some wind out of my sails. That's a standard that I really haven't lived up to all that well. It's one thing to be magnanimous when somebody comes to me and say, will you forgive me? I say, well, you know, let me think about that. Are you really sorry? Did you learn your lesson? Okay. Please. Is that what God does to us when we come to Him and say, Lord, forgive us? Forgive me of my sins, Lord? He says, no. Forgiven. I died on the cross. Receive it. The work has already been done. Here's the blessing I have for you. People, that is what this prayer is about, keeping front and foremost in the way we interact with each other. Now let me ask you, if we truly did live this way and act this way, do you think the world would notice? if I didn't hold a grudge? Now, that doesn't mean that I'm allowing somebody to come and stab me in the back or I'm going to let them steal me blind. But neither am I going to hold in the anger and let that consume me. Because what happens is, if we don't forgive, what's in its place? Unforgiveness. We have either forgiveness or unforgiveness towards somebody, correct? Can we agree on that? You know, if somebody has harmed us in some manner, there's either forgiveness or there's unforgiveness. If there's unforgiveness, that is the root of bitterness. And that can become all-consuming. And that will become a barrier between us and God. So when we're praying this prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. What we're asking is for God to help us to be merciful as He is. Because it isn't easy. Again, I'm picking on my mother today. But if you talk to her, she will tell you, it's an amazing thing that I lived to be five. There were many times that I deserved death. As I grew older, they became less frequent, they just became more memorable. But she had mercy. Was it easy? No. I know my mother literally locked herself in a room so as not to hurt me. And then she forgave me. Allowed me to live and breathe. Now, she did what she could to ensure that I wouldn't continue doing those things which brought upon the need for her forgiving me. And so should we. And God does that in our lives when He deals with us, doesn't He? But it's a hard thing. And we need God's help for this. So we pray this prayer. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. One, to give us the strength to do this, to remember that we need to be merciful. And also, to keep it in the front of our mind. That our relationship with God is mirrored in our relationship with others. And if our relationship with others isn't one of grace, mercy, and love, then our relationship with God is not one of grace, mercy, and love. Think about that. How I interact with others mirrors how God interacts or will interact with me. Am I merciful? Then I will receive God's mercy. If I am not merciful, I can have no expectation of God's mercy. God in His Word specifically says that I shall be turn him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owes. This is how my Heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. So we're not talking lip service. We're talking heart service. Okay, some of you here may have some unforgiveness in your lives. You may have somebody who you are not currently forgiving. So this today is a hard one on you. So what are you going to do with it? Here's my suggestion. Lord, help me to be merciful. Help me to forgive as you forgave me. Pray that prayer. Let God lead you through, and I'll give you the strength and opportunity to bring healing and restoration to that relationship where there is unforgiveness. Let's pray. Father, we come before you this morning, and we thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you that you indeed are the God of the second chance, for the continual second chance, that you do forgive us not seven times, but 70 times seven, and not even 70 times seven, but 70 times to the 700th billionth power. Lord, you forgive us. Might we in turn be faithful to forgive others. Lord, you've been merciful. Might we be merciful. Might we go to you to learn how to be merciful. And Lord, might you give us the strength and the guidance in how to do that. Lord, might we not be just something that we do once a week. Might this be the way we live our lives each and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.